95% of limitations I face today in my life are self-imposed. In other words, the worst enemies in life are often the ones unseen. And yet another way of saying it, the biggest barriers I face are those I create. Or another way of putting it, if there's anyone who's really slowing me down, really stopping me, really holding me back, it's usually me. Now, this often is in direct contrast to how I looked at life before and how many of us see life today. I remember getting frustrated and hearing people complaining about various imaginary or third party or things that were holding them back that from my point of view, felt like it was just an excuse. They'd say, oh, this various characteristic I have, insert sex, gender, race, location I'm living, thing that happened in my past, whatever it is, this thing is holding me back. And these people or this government or this job or whatever it is preventing me from doing any better. And I could look at them and see that that was obviously crap. Obviously, they had much more potential than they really were trying to exercise. Whatever they were saying was simply an excuse to stay where they were at and complain, an excuse to be comfortably unhappy. And that aggravated me because I did the same thing. I was consistently going about my life and feeling that someone or something was getting in my way. I was consistently feeling that someone else or something else was stopping me from reaching my true potential. And then finally, as it was nearly killing me, I could see the unseen enemy was me, that no one was sabotaging me worse than I was, that all of these third parties I imagined that were holding me back were nothing compared to what I was doing to myself. And it seems most of us, the biggest barrier we have to doing any better is our ideas about who we are and what we're capable of. I had a friend, he was talking about getting a different car salesman job. He was unhappy at the one he had, and he was fantasizing about how great it'd be to go work at this other car dealership. Now he doesn't have a job today. He lost the job he did have, and now he can't even go get another job. And it was obvious to look at him and see that he was seeing none of his true potential, that he could do so much more than sell cars. And I could see he was stuck in this little tiny prison of a world he made where he's just a car salesman and that's all he can do and that's all he's capable of. I could see a much bigger world for him. And often it's difficult with your friends and family and loved ones and even the people you work with to see how much potential they have and to look at the little prison of ideas they've trapped themselves in. Especially, it can be tough. You have loved ones with relationships. They get this idea of who they can be and who they can be with, and they don't even seem to have any idea that there could be a different world than the little self-made prison they've put themselves in about, I can only date this kind of person, they have to think this way. And all these rules and conditions, you can see a bigger world for them and they can't see it. Now, the power of this comes in applying it inward. When you can see all the little ways you do that, then it's not frustrating to see other people do it to themselves. Because for me today, I'm grateful to not do it as much to my own body here. I'm grateful today to not stick myself in my little prison and say, this is who I am and this is what I can do and I can't be anything more than this. I can't do anything more than this. Or to say, well, if this government or this agency or this thing in my past wouldn't have happened, then I could do better. But therefore, I can't control it, so I can't do any better. The rationalization of the prison you've made for yourself is a brutal punishment, a brutal condemnation that many of us lay down on ourselves. We look back and say, well, based on my past, this is who I am, this is what I deserve, and that's it. and then from there complain about the prison we made ourselves. So for me, I'll give you an example of this in my past. For years after college, I made this decision in college that I should study criminal justice because I had this fascination with crime, which, not surprising, given all the shows and things on TV. So I went into law enforcement. For years, I was stuck in this tunnel vision that all I could do was law enforcement. All I could think of were law enforcement jobs. All I felt qualified to do and try were law enforcement jobs. And I went from one law enforcement job to another. I worked in a federal court. I worked as an intern. Then I worked as a correction officer. Then I worked as a state police officer transporting mental health patients. Then I worked as another state officer at a university. And every time I kept getting somewhere, I thought, oh man, this would just be better if I had a better job or if they'd promote me at this job. I was unhappy everywhere I went, and yet I was unable to see outside of that little prison. I was unable to see the huge world of possibilities that were available for me if I simply stepped out of the idea that my career was law enforcement. And thankfully, I was so unhappy, I behaved so bad, that then I was encouraged to exit that career, and yet still I stuck with it. I said, okay, well, now I'm going to study more. I'm going to go back to school, and I'll be a professor, and I'll teach criminology and criminal justice, and I'll use that experience I had before. Even as things were obviously not working out, and I obviously wasn't happy, I still had that idea. I still had this barrier that I can't do anything outside of what I've done before. And finally, out of pain and suffering and struggle, I exited that. I started my business online out of all of my problems. I started my business because I had so many problems, I wanted to help other people with those problems. And that was my miracle exit. The exit out from my idea of who I was into wanting to be of help and of service to other people, regardless of what it looked like I was qualified to do. And when I stepped out into that, that allowed me to be able to do what I'm here to do, instead of being stuck in this mental prison of what I think I can do and not having the courage to step outside of that. So to me today, now I have great patience with people who seem stuck in their own little prison. Now, if you are doing something that you love and you're happy with, then you're not stuck in a little prison. If you're happy doing what you're doing, like I'm happy doing what I'm doing today, that's good. Now you could look at me and say, well, this is all he thinks he's capable of. To me, it's a little prison if you're miserable or unhappy consistently, or you have to add a bunch of things to your life, whether it's addictions or unhealthy behaviors or doing it too much, whatever it is. If you have to add a bunch of unhealthy things on top of what you're doing just to make things about break even, then that's a little prison. That often indicates that you're in the wrong place. For me today, when I'm in the right place, I feel good. I feel at peace. When I go into the wrong place, or I start to go in the wrong direction, it hurts. And that's how I know to stop. For example, I'm guessing if I went to go in, say, a strip club today, it would hurt. I don't have any business there. Now, I didn't have any business there in the past either when I was in my 20s. And yet, I went in there and just thought life, I was so used to my painful self-made prison that I associated living with pain. That pain and was normal. And if there wasn't any pain somewhere, I thought, well, this is boring. I couldn't, with my own self-made prison, I had to take that wherever I went. So now today I'm grateful to not put up barriers in front of peace and serenity, in front of doing the right thing. And I'm grateful today that I recognize when I start feeling pain, I'm getting off the path. That's often how I know when to stop talking doing these, is it starts to get to be a little more painful to talk, and that's how I know it's time to wrap it up and close it down like right now. Today I pray to remember that I am capable of putting myself in a prison that is hell, and that power is greater than any other person or place or government has on me. Today I pray to not get in my own way as I go out through the day, and to do that by having an open mind about what I'm here to do. I pray that you have the same opportunity today, that the loving spirit I've attempted to communicate this in comes through for you, and you can look around in your life and see the difference between where there is a real limitation on you and where you've placed an artificial limitation on yourself. Thank you for watching, listening, or reading this, and I hope you have a great day.